Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm just commenting on the case of Zahra Tabari, a woman in Iran who's facing the death penalty. So the death penalty is something that I do not support. Many people should never be imposed, no matter what crime has been committed. But the case for mercy in the case of Ms. Tabari is absolutely overwhelming. This 67-year-old woman who's never done anything wrong in her life has simply defended human rights, particularly for women. She was arrested early this year, and it was alleged that she was cooperating with the People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, which has been prescribed under Iranian law. And just 2 months ago, Zahra Tabari was found guilty by the Revolutionary Court in Rasht, her hometown in northern Iran, in a hearing which lasted only a few minutes. She wasn't even physically present. It was just by video link. Now, the evidence against her is flimsy, to say the least. This is the supposed probative evidence that men mark her out as worthy of death, of worthy of the most extreme punishment, that she possessed an item which bore the legend "Woman Resistance Freedom." Now, why would you object to any of those words? What's wrong with woman? Why would owning something with the word woman mean that you should be killed, or the word freedom, like azadeh? Isn't that a good thing? Everybody, even the Iranian government, thinks freedom's a good thing. That's got Azad Square and so on. And then resistance. But you should resist oppression. Is the government of Iran oppressive? Well, I shan't offer my opinion on that one. But okay, perhaps you think it's not. But the Iranian government would like to resist other things, pressure from the United States and Israel, and so forth. But it's known to be a dissident slogan and so forth. Then there's an audio message she recorded, which wasn't even broadcast. So what harm did that possibly do? So the things that she did wouldn't be a crime anywhere, even approaching the crime in most countries. The police wouldn't even speak to her about such an objectionable three-word slogan and recording a message like this. And then she's been found guilty of fomenting armed rebellion. So it's horrendous. You know, in many countries, even the most sadistic serial killer wouldn't be executed. And this woman who's simply spoken up for fundamental freedoms, she is facing being hanged. So this really is horrific and astonishing. Now, Iran is the Islamic Republic. The rulers of Iran often like to say that they're actuated by Islamic principles. We often hear Muslims worshipping Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, and so on. So this would be a wonderful opportunity for them to demonstrate that they really do believe in those Islamic principles of compassion and mercy, even if this woman is guilty, to be ruthless with her, to let her off, to commute her sentence. I mean, I think her guilt, if doing these things is guilty at all, is very dubious indeed. Surely this wouldn't meet even the lowest standard and so on. Iran often rushes through these capital cases in just a few minutes. No adequate chance to defend herself, no right of appeal and so forth. There are over 51 people who are on death row in Iran, and they've been found guilty of so-called national security offences, including inciting armed revolt. And then there's this legal catch-all, enmity against God, which can be just really anything the regime wants it to be, corruption on earth, which these things are so vague as to be worthless, and they can label anyone like that. And sadly, in Western so-called democracies, we often hear people convicted of similar charges of extremism, which is just questioning the establishment. Anything the establishment doesn't want is extreme or is hate speech. That's what they use to silence dissent. Thankfully, in Western countries, at least we don't have capital punishment. Because, you know, what if someone really should be executed for murder, if you think that? I don't. But how high should the proof be? What if it's 99% proof? Okay, 99% sure. But that means in 100 cases, you're once executed an innocent person. And would you be happy with that innocent person? What if to execute someone, we have to be 99.9% sure the person's guilty, which means in 1 in 1,000 cases, you'll execute an innocent person. And what if you were the innocent person? Would you be willing to be executed just for the sake of, like, having the death penalty in general and so forth? And it's very dubious that the death penalty reduces crime at all. So the United Nations Human Rights Council, our special rapporteurs, reporting on the human rights situation in Iran, and said that there's endemic violence against women, including deliberately commissioned by the government, and executions on an arbitrary basis. So there's terrible female discrimination. So this unfortunate woman was arrested when the police broke into her home, and they didn't even have a judicial warrant. She was held incommunicado, in solitary confinement. She was interrogated. She was put under huge psychological pressure to confess to inciting rebellion against the state, and indeed belonging to a proscribed organization. So surely these confessions have got no evidential value whatsoever. She wasn't even allowed to pick her own defense counsel and so on. The court appointed a defense attorney and so forth. So the death sentence was imposed immediately. So you see, there was a lack of proper procedure. And the Iranian government has even broken its own law. So it really is terrible. So international law says the death penalty must only be for the gravest of crimes. But murder or something tantamount to that. So she should never be executed. Goodness, I mean, I think she should be set free altogether. But all right, maybe that's too much to hope for. And asking for equality of women is not something that should be punished with death. And over 400 well-known women, including those who won the Nobel Prize, former presidents of various countries like Ecuador and Switzerland, the erstwhile prime ministers of Ukraine, of Poland, Peru and Finland and so forth, they've all signed an appeal pleading for Iran to set Miss Tabari free. And if the Iranian government cannot find their heart to set her at liberty, could they at least reduce the sentence to life imprisonment, maybe over time even more, and so on? So it's terrible that Iran executes more women than anywhere else, because execution is usually for murder. In even countries with the death penalty, it's overwhelmingly men are executed, like over 90%. This is terrible that this one woman has used her voice in a completely peaceful way to try to achieve justice, that she might be executed for this. So it really is horrific. And there's another woman, Pakhshan Azizi, who's an Iranian Kurd, and she is on death row, and she's been convicted of also encouraging resistance to the government and so forth. And all she did was act as a social worker, helping the most deprived and vulnerable people, those who are socially marginal, refugees who come to Iran from Syria, Iraq, and so forth, particularly those who are Kurdish speaking like herself. This year, over 1,426 people were executed in Iran. Now, a considerable number of the women, 41, I know it's not very high as a percentage, but that is more than double what it was in the previous year. So this is very, very worrying indeed. So that's why I would plead with the Iranian government to show mercy. They want pressure to be reduced. They want to show that they're morally superior. Why Israel and the United States should not attack them. You know, the Iranian government will not be strengthening itself by executing this woman. Please, please show mercy. Who am I? A nobody. Okay, what can I do? It doesn't take much for me just to give up a few minutes of my life to say that this woman's life should be spared. It might have a tiny, tiny effect. It might have no effect whatsoever. But I wish we could just be kinder, you know, no unnecessary violence. I'm not a pacifist, but, you know, violence should only be used when absolutely unavoidable and in a just cause, not against this woman. I don't see any good coming out of killing this poor woman at all. Surely she should be allowed to live. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye.